This video is brought to you by Holocasa. Our tool transforms independent local real estate agents to global real estate agents. Create your own profile for free and get contacted by international investors. Sign up with the link in the description. Hello and welcome everyone to our 110th session of Holocasa. My name is Michael and today I'm talking to Denis Smikalov, originally from Russia, and he is now based in Miami, Florida. Denis is international real estate agent at Wolson Real Estate, has been in real estate for over 10 years, and is an expert in the legislature in Florida. And I'm really curious to know more about that and to know more about you, Denis. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for your time. And why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Thank you, Mike. As you said, my name is Denis. Originally, I'm from Russia, moved to the United States in 2006. And was not in Miami for about a year. And then I moved to Miami in 2007. Since then, I've been here. This is my my city, I would add, you know, because I've been here already almost 16 years, even a little bit more, yeah. And I love it for sure. And city changed a lot. I changed a lot. I started real estate about 11 years ago. And since then, I've been doing real estate. I started as a realtor for a couple of years, and then I opened my own brokerage. At one point, I had 65 guys in my team. Now I have less because I didn't have that much experience, I would say. You know, I didn't know that it's not about numbers. It's about quality more. Now I have less people. We work more efficient, and we close, of course, better and bigger deals.
Perfect. Amazing. Tell us a little bit about life in Miami. I have never been myself, to be honest. Give us an overview how life in Miami is.
First of all, I would say it's different, you know, because for some people, Miami, it's too relaxed. Of course, it is relaxed because we have a weather. It's always like that, pretty much. We have rain, but there is no snow. There is no like a very, very bad weather. So and we have ocean. We have a lot of activities, outdoor activities, as well as indoor, a lot of restaurants, bar, and things going on. Formula One, conferences, music festivals. I can keep going and going. So in the life in general, it could be different. You know, for some people, it could be a lot of work. For some people, a lot of pleasures. For some people, a lot of education. In general, I would say it's a city where you can pretty much find your community because it's a multinational city. We have a Russian neighborhood. It's called Sunny Isles Beach. We have a Hialeah. It's a lot of guys from Cuba there. We have a little Havana. In Miami Beach, there is a lot of Italians. So we have people from all over the world, Brazil, everywhere. And what's good about it, if you don't speak, for example, certain language, like here in Miami, if you don't speak English, right, then it's good for people who's coming from other countries and they can feel comfortable, more comfortable. And in general, yeah, it's a city. It's a big city. It's about like in total Miami-Dade, I think it's about 6 million Miami-Dade and Broward. I would say yeah, it is a big city.
Amazing. I love it. What's the status of the real estate market in Miami? I recently had Bill from Western on the show, and he said a lot of people are flocking in from the north, from New York City. Can you confirm that? What's your sensation there?
No, everything is bad. Market is going down. No, I'm just, you know, like opposite. No, but honestly, yes, he's correct. And last few years with the changes that we had in the whole world, right, when everyone was locked up in their countries within the United States, everybody was going to a few different states. It's Texas, Florida, California as well. But Florida was Florida and Texas, they are more flexible on the rules and the regulations. So that's why a lot of businesses moved here. A lot of people follow them. And of course, that's the main reason why real estate prices changed drastically within, I would say, 3 years. Single family homes, a lot of condos, they did increase from 50 up to 100%. Mm-hmm. Not everywhere, but like pretty much most of the Miami area.
You are an expert in legislature for people who are buying from abroad. What does it mean? What is also there like very important to know regarding legislation? What do I have to have in mind? And is it also maybe country specific, depending on where I am from as a buyer?
You know, I can tell you as of now, since they or he came up with that legislator, our governor, because everybody likes him before. But now he's trying to be a president, right? And he needs to make some moves that everyone can, even like somewhere in Europe, right, talk about it. And it's understandable. Unfortunately, for Miami, it's not a good sign because they did include a few different countries. I think it's seven countries. Most affected country is China because there's, I guess, reasons behind it. They include seven countries: China, Russia, Venezuela, Iran, North Korea. I think so. So, like seven countries. And what they did, why they did it, because they didn't want people from China, Republic of China, first of all, to buy agriculture land, not far from airports, from ports, from pretty much some strategic, important strategic location. But then what they did, they include also, they cannot buy not just agricultural, they cannot buy residential as well within 10 miles of those strategic locations. But in Miami, strategic locations is everywhere. We have ports, we have airports, we have seaports, we have other things that are included in those strategic objects. So whole Miami, you cannot buy from those countries pretty much.
Okay, wow, that's a huge implication because potentially also the coastline is included, which then implies that you have a huge percentage of Florida directly included.
Yeah, but
I
the thing
understand.
is, he's already been questioned that legislation and in general the governor, because there's a we have some like laws, right? You cannot reject to buy real estate to anyone based on nationality, based on skin color, right, and religion, and it doesn't go well together. You know, it goes against each other, and I think the Chinese community, local guys who originally was from China, but they were families grow here, they already started to sue governor and in general those who came up with it, because as I said, it doesn't make any sense and they feel affected, and I totally understand them. You know, if I've been here for 20 years, like I'm originally from Russia, right, but I'm here since I'm 20 years old, I'm 38 now almost. I cannot say that I'm like a Russian, you know, because I've been here for almost half of my life, and it's the life that was here that's, I would say, more important life, because the way I grew, it was here, and I can understand how they affected that their, for example, parents or their siblings, they cannot buy real estate. And for now, there is no clear lines what's going to be. You know, they came up with it. But I can tell you, even from my experience, one of my clients, he wanted to buy unit at the St. Regis in his sunny house, and he said he will wait till July 1st to see what's going to happen. And I spoke to a few different attorneys. I spoke to developers. Everybody's saying, "Look, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen and how to work with it, because it's going to affect not just those countries, not just people from those countries, but general investor from anywhere in the world who wants to buy in Miami. Because if you hear already that they do change those laws and they include some countries, there is no guarantee that they will not put like every country on the list that won't be able to buy."
Are there any vehicles which still allow those or investors from those countries to still invest, let's say via a company which is located in a different country, so they transfer the money to that country to a fund, and then they have owned this property via this fund or via this trust? Is that a way?
I watched one session. There was a few guys, like five of them, some of them attorneys, some of them legislators as well. I will send you a link if you're interested. You can take a look. And even there, they were discussing, even them, they were discussing that what to do, how to do. With their knowledge, they were saying, "Look, at this point, if you're from China, pretty much you cannot do anything." And as you mentioned about the fund, if there is a fund, right, and there is a someone part of that fund is investment from Chinese citizen, right, so they cannot buy building Florida with that fund's money, because part of that money is coming from China, you know, and they cannot buy, especially if it's funds that buy multifamily, for example, like $100 million, 50 or $200 million, right? Now those deals are affected in Florida, and they said as of now, they will just wait and watch what's going to happen next. But for now, it's kind of not clear what to do and how to proceed.
I understand. So the conclusion for you right now, if I understood it correctly, is to just wait for a while right now and see what's happening. What is your assumption? What will happen? And will it become tighter, or do you think it's going to be looser?
I think it's going to be loser, because you know I don't want to say it will be, but Miami is Miami, and we've been there for kind of some time, And in general, if someone is going to president to become a president, right, he needs to came up with some laws that will be heard at every part in the whole world. And this is one of the things that he came up. Another thing that he came up, also everybody's talking right now, that companies in Florida, they cannot hire or keep pretty much immigrants that here in Florida, they own some visas, or even they without like a proper, I would say, working visa or something like that. But the thing is, in Miami, there is a lot of people there, like on the farms, they're saying, look, how you expect an American to work on a farm for minimum wage and be happy with it, pretty much. Like, you're not gonna, it's not gonna happen, you know. That's why there is a lot of people in California, in Florida, in other states. They are from different countries here, particularly. They're from Latin America, right? They come in here for work. There is different ways how they come, right? Some of them stay maybe not like with the papers. I'm not like sure into details, but the thing is, it's reality, you know, that's how a lot of businesses operate in those type of like farm agricultural business.
I understand. Obviously, this can indeed have a strong implication on market on Florida, and then if DeSantis, if the governor would get elected, he might even roll this out towards the entire U.S. Now, talking positively and looking in the American way, positively to the future. Why do you think it is still investing or worth investing in Florida as someone who is not affected yet by this legislation?
First, because you will like it here. You know, usually the people who invest here, they come here, they see everything what's around them, and they like it, and then they are investing, right? That's the one thing, right? You have to put your money where you usually prefer to come, you know. Second thing, it's a growing city, it's a young city. It's still 100, I think 121 or 122 years old. It's pretty young for a city in general. And it's still growing, it's still picking up, I would say, you know, especially lately with a lot of businesses moving here and a lot of big companies moved here. One of the huge companies, it's a Citadel Fund. It's number one hedge fund in the United States, I guess, probably in the world as well. And they moved their headquarters here. They're going to build their office tower where they will hire probably a couple of thousands of people. And then other companies will move here as well. So demand is still here and people keep moving. Miami is always going to be the type of city where people wants to live just full time, for example, or to come here and enjoy their vacation. I
Perfect.
even had lately a friend from LA. He lives there, but he wants to move here. He's saying, look, everything here is so different. It's a newer city. You have a prices is lower here than LA. And everything, the infrastructure here is much newer. Buildings, restaurants, everything is, it's newer, so.
Do you have information about the tax rate in Florida versus, for example, New York or other states? How is that in favor if I'm a tax resident in Florida?
Florida, we did not have state tax, right? And we didn't have city tax. I don't know like exact number because they might change, but what it was before, like if you move in from California or New York, you would say about 11 to 13%. If you make like $1 million net and you move here and you save like 110 or $130,000, and for people who makes like $10 million or even more, they do save much more in the numbers, right?
I
And it
understand.
makes
Okay.
sense for them.
Makes total sense. Perfect. One of your expertise and services is, apart from the brokerage, is also house flipping. Is there any law, any restriction in Florida, or can you freely purchase a house, refurbish it, renovate it, and then flip it again within a couple of months? Or is there a certain time limit or time restriction?
No, there is no restrictions. You can buy a house and resell it next day pretty much. But the thing is, if you sell it less than a year, you have a different tax bracket. If you keep it for a year, you pay 20% on the capital gain taxes. If you sell it less, then it could be up to like 30 plus.
Okay, so you have the first tax bracket 30, 30 plus within 1 year, then 20%, and then it might even go lower after 10 years, something like this.
No, not really. After there is no difference if you hold it 2 years or 10 years, it's
Okay.
still 20%. But if you sell less than a year, then it depends on the value. For example, if your income only 50,000, then you're not going to pay more than 30%, like 33. But if you income like $1 million profit, I mean, not the income profit,
Yeah,
right?
okay.
Then you pay like the maximum.
Makes sense. Okay, interesting. And the profit is obviously is simply the profit on the selling price, or is it really the profit which you made taking into account the purchasing price before, obviously, I guess, no? Like,
No, it's the profit is pretty much if you bought it for 2 million and you want to sell it for 3 million.
makes total sense. Thank you so much for this clarification.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about your services.
We work, me, well, say we, my team as well, right? I'm a broker and have a team. Work in a luxury market from south of Miami, Coconut Grove, to North Miami to Golden Beach. We work in a condo segment, a new development, and single family homes as well. We don't like specialize on just one area. We work in the whole Miami area.
You're representing mainly the seller or mainly the purchaser?
I would say mainly as of now, we're buyers, but we work with the sellers, of course, as well.
And then I assume you get like a lot of international leads because obviously of your inheritance, but also domestic contacts which are
Of course,
interested.
we have our clients from all over the world. Past recent clients from India, from Peru, from Russia, from everywhere, pretty much.
What would you give someone who is maybe considering to start his real estate career in Miami in 2023 or 2024? What for tips would you give to that person starting off totally freshly?
First, set your mind on not making money right away, right? And thinking that if you started real estate, if you pass exam, that you already know something. No, you don't know nothing. And if you really want to succeed in that business, find a team or team leader or broker, someone that you can be his anything, you know, whatever he tells you to do, you will do for
His
free for,
mentee, yeah.
yeah, pretty much for next like a year. To do anything, he will ask you, he will tell you, because he's going to teach you. You need someone who will be advising you and teaching you. And also, never give up. Don't give up. There will be hard times. I've seen many different times when people mentally they are about to break, you know. And I see, because I don't build a team, big team right now, right? And now I just pick the guys like a one, and then I work with them to make sure that they are succeed. I don't want to just keep a lot of people around me. So, and when I see they are mentally in a hard, I would say, situation, I try to help them, make sure that they will keep moving, because those situation when it's hard to see what's next, because you don't know what's next. In the real estate, you can close the deal for like, I don't know, 5 years. For example, I have a client. I've been introduced to him maybe like 8 years ago. Just, you know, introduced. He was a friend of my friend. He actually the father of friend of my friend. Anyway, then after a few years, he's been getting my emails. After maybe 4 or 5 years, he said, "Look, Dennis, can you give me a call?" I got in contact with him. He said, "I want to sell a house in New York and to buy a condo for my son in the Sunnyvale." He put house 3 years back on the market in New York. Just now, he's executing his contract, and he's going to sell it in August. And he's coming this Thursday or Friday. I'm going to meet with him, and he's going to buy probably after he closed, he said, in like September, right? So it's 8 years. And that's how it works. You need to understand that for those who's going to watch you guys, you have to be patient, right? If you want a quick money, I mean the quick money, not as a sales, go with the rentals first to make sure you get some income. Because my first year I did only rentals, and then second year I switched to sales and rentals, both things. So be patient, stay in touch with your clientele, with your leads, and also think the most important thing that you have to not just go here for money. You know, you have to really enjoy what you do, because it's the sales. You have to like people, you have to like talking to people, and you have to stick with it.
Dennis, thank you so much for your time. I really
Sure.
appreciate it. I learned a lot. You gave us a very interesting overview about Miami, about the current market, about the implications of DeSantis, which might already happening and might get worse or better. Still, you give us another excitement about why moving to Miami and about this vibrant city and about a good lifestyle. And also, it's up to everyone in the end what lifestyle to choose. I think you describe it in a very nice way. You can either work hard, study a lot, go to the beach, or go to bars. It's up to you, and it doesn't matter where you are located. I also really enjoyed this small story about the implications of going into real estate regarding the farming and the maintaining the relationship and the really the people management and the love to basically interact with someone and provide a good service over a long time and not looking for the fast bucks. Share with us maybe some final thoughts and something you would like to share before we close up.
Be positive. You're in the real estate business from my side, like as a realtor or broker, right? Make sure you don't forget that what are you doing here? You are here working for someone else. You provide the services. This is the service business. You have to be clientele oriented and always keep in mind and don't look in general for in the real estate or for, I guess, anything in life. Don't look at things as a long term. Some of the things that could happen with you as of now, you think they are end of the world or it's a disaster or it's a bad thing that happened to you. But after 2 years, if you connect all those dots and maybe you will look back and realize, okay, maybe that thing that happened 2 years ago actually was a good thing because it changed. Like, for example, in my experience, I will add my personal life story. I had an office, a retail location. When I opened it, it was a building under construction. I signed a lease, but once they finished, place was not there was not that much traffic, foot traffic, right? And after 2, 3 years, market was kind of going not down, like correcting, prices was correcting, right? And it was 2018 in Miami, and I had to close my office, and back then, for me, it was mentally, it was hard. You know, I didn't have any mentors or something, and I had to pay my office expenses and everything. You know, and when you don't make money and you have expenses, it's tough, especially when you deal with that first time. So, and back then, as I said, it was hard. What I did since then, I moved all my operation. I'll call it that way. I have a few people who works in. No, I have more than few, but I have a few guys who works in Russia, in Ukraine, in Mexico, and other countries as well. And it helps to first cut the cost, right? Plus, I keep those guys who does have to be here, like social media assistants, YouTube assistant, and I did put more allocate, I would say, more budget for marketing, and my business increased since then. And now looking back, I'm sure it was a good thing, not a bad thing when that happened.
It's very nice sometimes, you know. Sometimes we think we're getting punched in the face and everything is against us. But yeah, as you say, I really like the wording what you said. Like the universe sometimes needs to show us, maybe with some jabs, not with the real punch. It's a small jab in order to be more successful later on. Now, to the audience who is watching you and to the international audience, how can they contact you if they're interested to reach out to you?
I'll send you all my links. I do have an Instagram, YouTube, website. There's all available options. I'll send you everything.
Perfect. And you're the first
WhatsApp,
person I
everything.
think I'm interviewing from the car, and I love that there's the traffic going next to you. I love it. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate
Sure,
it.
my
And
pleasure. Thank you.
We stay in contact, and I'm sending best energy and big hugs to Florida. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Thank you, Michael. Good luck.
Bye bye. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.